Not exactly.
What is a grand?
It's more of taking care of the kid after it's born.
Is she related? Or is she just...
Well, some kids call their grandmothers granny and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Depends, but I don't.
When you say granny, what are you thinking of, just like a nurse? Or what?
Could be a nurse. I don't really know what I'm thinking.
Okay. A child that's born to a woman that's not married would be called a...
bastard.
Okay. Any other term?
No.
Does bastard sound all right to you?
I don't really think so.
Did you ever hear anything like woods colt or bush child?
No.
Or any joking ways of referring to? And you say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
I understand.
Well, Jane is loving, but Peggy is even... using the word loving. Peggy is even...
More loving.
Okay. And your brother's son would be called your...
My nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be called a...
Orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after him is his legal...
guardian.
Huh?
Guardian.
And... you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
relatives.
Any other word for relatives?
Maybe family.
And you'd say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a...
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country, but who is a stranger?
No.
And a woman who conducts school is called a... who's in charge of a classroom. She's the...
teacher.
Any special names for a woman teacher?
Not really.
And do you remember what the, do you know what a barrel maker was called? Or is the family name, do you know the name Cooper or Cooper? C-O-O-P-E-R?
Oh, you mean as a name?
Yeah.
Yes, heard of it.
How would you pronounce that?
Cooper.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? Should be?
Miss Cooper.
And... what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
She'd be my aunt.
Or mine?
Your aunt.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say aunt instead of aunt?
English people that are from England or Australia or something like that.
Uh-huh. And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching, you call him a...
preacher, I guess. Pastor. So.
What about a carpenter who's not very good at building things? Did you ever hear the term Jake leg or Jack leg or
no.
Shade tree?
No.
And